This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hey everyone, this is Tim and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 149 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have four trends that we'll discuss, along with a recommended reading that goes with each of the trends. We end the episode, like we normally do, by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. So, Abby, start us off by talking about our four trends and sharing our recommended readings.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, we have four trends, but we actually had to struggle this week as we were talking about, as we were putting all this together. We struggled a bit with the two of the three of the four trends because a number of things competed with each other. There were a number of different ideas that were coming up, and we'll talk more about that in the crystal ball. For right now, let's look at what we decided was the hottest topics of the past 2 weeks. Certainly the hottest topic, that is the one that trended further than anyone else, had the most number of articles that we flipped into our Flipboard magazine by a good margin, was instructional design and teaching strategies. That is to say, articles that were about designing instruction per se, or specific strategies, instructional strategies to apply to instructional events, which is kind of the same thing, but just slightly different. So we saw articles about informal learning. We saw articles about educational simulations. We saw articles about using small strategies like the nudge, which is to make a suggestion or a comment to at a critical time or with a small critical group that causes things to sort of people to sort of change their way of thinking about things, the larger group. We saw designing micro-credential or badge experiences. We saw instruction, we saw recommendations on how to check for understanding, strategies for doing that better. We saw e-learning design strategies, and we saw a strong article in favor of evidence-based reading instruction. Our recommended read in this area is Do Students Really Learn Nothing from a Lecture? By David Gublar for Chronicle of Higher Education. And once again, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing anybody's name. But this was a really good and I think really balanced article. You and I were talking about this before, Tim, and I think we're agreed here that this was, there were a couple of articles that we flipped into our Flipboard magazine in the last couple of weeks about the lecture. And part of it stems from an article that came out authored by a number of Harvard faculty talking about the difference between active learning and lecture. This is an article, as I say, appeared in the Chronicle of Higher Education, and Mr. Gublar does a really good job of sort of giving us the pros and the challenges, the positives and the negative aspects of lecture. And so it's a good overall read on the instructional strategy of lecturing. Now, our next topic, hardware and software, also had a strong number of articles that we flipped in, but not nearly as many as the first trend. We saw Surface Pro X reviews. We saw Apple's 16-inch MacBook Pro recently released and reviewed. Apparently, the keyboard is winning a lot of praise from people. We saw Opera, the browser, its latest browser, which enables the individual to follow much more closely tracking and how others are tracking the user. Chromebooks were criticized by Apple's marketing chief, and no one is surprised. But they did come up a couple of different times, I think, just because of the players involved. Our recommended read in this area, though, it's a little bit of a stretch to call this software, but it is indeed software in that it is a marketing software platform. Amazon's latest venture lets teachers buy and sell educational resources by Trevor Mogg for Digital Trends. This is actually a review of Amazon Ignite, which is similar to the website Teachers Pay Teachers, but just slightly different in that it's, well, perhaps majorly different, in that it's owned and operated entirely by Amazon. So this, you and I were talking about this before, Tim. This is interesting. This it polarizes people, right? I mean, there's some people love the idea. Some people don't like the idea at all.
They do. So based upon that, we were talking about how we're interested in seeing how this new venture for Amazon is received. I wonder if it'll be as polarizing as teachers pay teachers. I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's a great opportunity for people to think about strategies, curricula, teaching tools, and how they put them out for sharing, how shareable are they, that kind of thing. That aspect of it is very interesting from a professional development.
Yeah. So we'll be watching this.
Yes, very closely. Now, our number three trend,
it's back,
right? I feel like it's sort of the rubber ball of trends. Right, it keeps popping back up. Virtual reality and augmented reality. There were a strong number of articles that we flipped this last 2 weeks. Let's see. There was a virtual reality project with art students and faculty at Yale University, which is a great read. There was Google open sourcing its Cardboard project. Apparently, Google Cardboard is starting to lose a little ground, probably, to some of the increasingly less expensive and more sophisticated hardware, such as Oculus. But that what Google has done is they've opened the source code and allow anybody can now participate in the development of Cardboard software, which is very interesting. Minecraft Earth is now available. Early access version is now available in iOS and Android. I'm not sure that this actually counts as educational technology, but certainly Minecraft is used.
Come on, am I?
Well, Minecraft is used a great deal,
right?
In classrooms. And so we do see this as being, if it's not educational technology, it's very closely educational technology adjacent.
Yes.
And we suspect that a lot of our listeners, you out there, are probably at least in some way active with Minecraft, or at least interested.
Right, whether you admit it or not.
So the new software is available. And also we saw a very interesting case of using virtual reality to teach history. Now, our recommended read, though, is about augmented reality. This past couple of weeks was also the closing up or the finishing off of the Adobe Max conference, which is an annual event, a lot of fun, Adobe always introduces new software at the conference. And one of the pieces they introduced this year was Adobe Aero, which is AR software kind of for everyone. So our recommended read here is Adobe Aero turns Photoshop layers into interactive AR experiences by Danny Lee for The Verge. Currently, it's only available on iOS, but it is expected to roll out to desktop versions and to Android version, I'm assuming. So I tried it. I downloaded it and actually used it. And it is a lot of fun on an iPad. And it's very easy to create some sort of quick and easy AR experiences, which teach the concept of AR and AR development. I'm not good enough at it yet to really be able to judge how well it actually works for practical applications of AR. It does seem like a very easy workflow, but we're still talking about a very complicated concept, production concept of AR and AR design. So, but worth trying out, especially if one has, a long weekend coming up where one may be relaxing after dinner and need something to sort of mess around with. This might be just the thing. Now, finally, our fourth trend is online teaching and learning. It comes as no surprise to anyone who's listened for a while. Online teaching and learning is also a very constant trend for us as we look over articles in the past couple of weeks. Faculty attitudes toward online learning seem to be improving, but it's slow going and it's sort of a grudging acceptance, at least according to a recent survey that was published. designing game-like experiences in online learning. Some recommended reads there. Development of superior online learning experiences overall were also articles that we flipped in to the Flipboard magazine. However, our recommended read is How Online Universities Can Shrink the Skills Gap with Human Connections by Allison Bell for eCampus News. And this is important because it brings up an interesting concept, and that is for those people who are learning online, one of the challenges is making sure that they receive an education also in some of the soft skills, like not basic, but in a lot of cases, very sophisticated communication skills of dealing with people and talking with individuals and groups. And that can be hard to emulate in an online environment. So these are, I think, what was it, something like 5 recommended strategies for incorporating that kind of activity into an online course. So we hope everybody gains something from these recommended readings. And we'll also point out that the last two trends kind of just squeaked out in terms of being labeled as the top 4, but that we saw a lot of articles about open educational resources in the past 2 weeks. We did see articles about security and citizenship to a large degree, and that these are things that we need to keep an eye on as well with everything else. So, Tim, those are our 4 trends, plus a little footnote about how the trends work.
A little extra there, a little bonus. Okay, thanks, Abby. So now let's look into the crystal ball and make predictions about the trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. So what do we have? What did we see?
I think what we always see is that we're going to see more about hardware and software, right, especially right. As we come up into the holidays. We've mentioned this the last couple of episodes.
It is that time of year.
Yes, I think we'll mention it all the way up until the Consumer Electronics Show.
Right.
Which is in January, for those people who are not following the schedule of the CES quite as closely as right. I do. But we expect to see more about hardware and software, as we always do. We expect to see a fair amount about online teaching and learning. I think I speak for both of us when I say we hope to see more about instructional design and teaching strategies.
Right.
And that has been coming up somewhat.
It's been regular. I mean, fairly regular. Yeah.
So we hope to see more about that, but it's more of a hope than it is an expectation. The expectation is that we'll see a lot more about security and citizenship. We did see a fair number of articles, and it almost became a trend last 2 weeks, and it's regularly a trend for us. So we expect that to kind of come back. VR and AR, we keep thinking it's kind of going to go, kind of reach its plateau, but it's still...
And then it comes back.
It comes back. So we're not counting it down at all. Micro-credentialing. We expect to see a lot more about micro-credentialing and badging. It's been a hot topic, kind of like open educational resources. It's the kind of thing that everybody sort of generally agrees is a good idea. But the actual implementation is tricky and challenging because we haven't done much of it before. So the crystal ball is full of snow. It's the right time of year for those of us in the Western Hemisphere, but the crystal ball is a little hard to kind of get a solid read on.
You just made some people shudder with the reference to the snow. Considering the weather that's happening.
My apologies. Least, that's yeah, right. Yeah, that's to the entire right. Midwest. I apologize.
It is.
Well, but that's what we've got, Tim.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So that brings us to the conclusion of episode 149 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can listen to past episodes of our podcast and find the URLs to our recommended readings by visiting our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on December 2nd.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.